Hello everyone, welcome back to your favorite podcast, Life and Relationship Realities Podcast with Onome. And the voice you're listening to is no other person but your one and only beautiful host of this amazing podcast, Onome Omachela. How are you guys doing today? Guys, I'm super excited to be here. I mean, it gladdens my heart so much, and I'm so sorry about the silence, guys. I know it's been a while, but I'm so sorry. Just trying to put some structures in place so I can serve you guys better. So guys, this is gonna be our first official podcast after our whole rebranding process. Yes, I said rebranding because if you've been with me for a while now, for a very long time, or since we started this podcast, you know that this podcast used to be Relationship Nurtured with Onome. Then about 5 to 6 months thereabouts ago, you know, it came to my spirit that we should make it Relationship Realities with Onome, right? We should make it realities, because here we talk about realities. We talk about our, like, relationship realities, life realities. So just about 2 months ago, it just turned on me again that we should make it more elaborate so that we can serve a larger audience, right? And then, you know, I decided to make it, of course, with the inspiration of Holy Ghost as well. So I decided to make it Life and Relationship Realities Podcast with Onome. And how does that sound, guys? Interesting, right? I know. So it interests me so much to tell you that this podcast is not only, you know, restricted to relationship issues alone, right? We're going to be talking about life itself. We're going to be talking about different aspects of life, you know, business. We're going to be talking about healthy living. We're going to be partnering with other people, bring them on board to come and talk about life, their perspective to life, as far as, you know, life is concerned. Okay, guys. So today is going to be like the first official podcast. I'm going to be releasing since we started, or since we rebranded. And today I'm going to be talking about two things that are very, very important you should pay attention to as far as life and relationship is concerned. So I'm going to be talking about these two things because I feel like they are very, very important, and they are going to serve like a fundamental knowledge, you know, to build our subsequent episodes on, right? They're gonna serve like a fundamental knowledge to build our subsequent episodes on. So I feel it is good and it is very, very important I let you, you know, into these two vital things so that our subsequent episodes are gonna make sense when you start listening to them, and actually to give you an hint into why the whole rebranding of a thing actually came to be, and you can appreciate it more and you can appreciate it better as well. So I feel that makes some sense. Yeah, I believe it does. So guys, the two things I'm gonna be talking about today, right, I'm not gonna take so much of your time. I'm just gonna go straight into the point, but I want you to follow me closely so that you can really see where I'm coming from and where this is gonna lead us to, right? So I believe you're with me. Are you ready? Okay, so the first point I'm gonna be talking about today is what form the basis of your realities. So we are saying that this podcast is about life and relationship realities with Onome. So it is important I ask you that what had things that form the basis of your realities, right? We all have, and what I mean by this is that we all have, you know, things that has contributed to what we accept to be our realities. So I'm asking you, I'm throwing the question back, you know, at you, that what are the things that actually form the basis of your realities? You know, some people, it is their background, it is their environment, it is their society, it is what they actually grew up, you know, saying that has actually formed the basis of their realities, right? And that is like, that gives like a high probability. It's like, if you are not careful, actually as an individual, since your environment, your family most importantly, are like your first environment that you got to relate to it while growing up, it is very, very possible that what you see your parents do, the perspective, the way, you know, the way your parents handle situations and stuffs, actually form your realities. You believe that is how things are meant to be done. And that is the reason why, you know, probably you're in a relationship with someone and then the person believes that, you know, there is no big deal in talking while having dinner, and then you believe that dinner is when you vibe together as family, because where you're coming from, dinner time is when you have the time to just, you know, relate with one another, to ask one another questions about how your day went, you know, what are the situations you're facing recently, what do you need help with, how can we support you. So for you, dinner is not about the food alone. Dinner is about, you know, vibing and connecting with your family members. But with your partner, dinner is like a you alone time, me alone time. You just have to be quiet and eat your food and be okay, right? So when two people like that meet, your realities is different. What form the basis of your realities is different, because your belief system is different entirely when it comes to how you eat and how you should behave while eating, right? So what form the basis of your realities is actually a very, very important question I want to ask you, right? But as an individual, if you ask me, why growing up, there are some things that actually form the basis of my realities. Some are actually right. I mean, some are the real realities, why some aren't. But, you know, right now I'm a believer, and what form the basis of my realities now is the scripture, right? So there are some things that my parents actually taught me, and I saw them do while growing up, that are really in alignment with what the scripture says, and then I adapt it and I still believe them to be my realities, right? But there are some things that while growing up I got to see, but they do not align with what I believe in right now, the scripture, the word of God. So they do not form the base of my realities anymore. So it is important to know that as we continue to discuss about life and relationship in this podcast, it is important you want to take a step back to actually evaluate yourself and ask yourself this deep question, that what are the things, or what is that singular thing that form the basis of my realities, that form the basis of my realities? What are your realities inched on, right? So don't just believe things, you know, some people believe things haphazardly, some people believe things dogmatically, you know, when they tell them to do this, they do it without even knowing why they are doing it, right? That way your reality is not formed by your belief system or what you personally believe. It's actually formed by what other people says, what other people believe, and that is totally wrong. So there is a place of you coming to the awareness, to the understanding personally, a personal conviction of what do I want to believe for myself as an individual. Then what are my realities? What are the things that determines my reality? And what are my realities inched on? What are the things, you know, that form the basis of my realities? If you can truthfully answer these questions, going forward will be actually very, very easier on both of us, right? So when I say things, if our realities, what forms the base of our realities are actually the same, it will be easier for me to communicate with you. Seriously, if you're a believer, I'm a believer, and then I tell you things based on scripture, I won't stress myself so much to make you believe or to actually make you accept my ideology, because, you know, what forms the base of our realities are the same thing. But, you know, what forms the base of my reality is the scripture, and I'm talking to an unbeliever, I'm talking to an Ogun worshipper. You don't expect him to actually buy into my realities or into my ideologies or my belief systems, because what form the basis of a reality is actually different. And this is actually applicable to your relationship as well too. You know, there's a place of you being compatible with your partner, and this is like a very important question you want to ask as far as, you know, deciding who your life partner is. You want to ask, what form the basis of my reality, what form the basis of my partner's reality, are we compatible when it comes to the issues of belief systems and the things we actually believe on? Because if you are not compatible, you might not be able to go together, you know, I mean, on this journey of this lifelong journey of relationship. Yeah, because two cannot work together except they be agree, right? So that is that about what form the base of your realities. The second thing I'm going to be talking about, which is very, very necessary and important, is what is your perspective to life generally as an individual? What is your perspective to life generally as an individual? Like I said earlier, your relationship is, you know, a very important aspect of your life. So when we're talking about life, we are not leaving your relationship out of the, you know, out of the discussion, out of the whole discussion. So what is your perspective to life generally as an individual? You know, your perspective to life determines how you relate to challenges, to hurdles, to situations, to opportunities that life throws at you. That is the truth. Some people believe that, you know, there's no big deal. You know, if opportunity comes, opportunity goes. I mean, I still have like 70 years to live, and, you know, when I miss an opportunity, there's no big deal trying to, you know, just be serious about your life. I mean, you are still young. Why some people believe that I should not miss any opportunity, because they believe that where they are right now contributes a lot to where they are going to. So they should not take their current situation, their current face lightly. Those are two different perspectives, right? And when you meet people like that, they are just so... They just believe that life is based on happenstance. Whatever happens to you, you accept it. You're not in control of how your life turns out. They believe, whatever life throws at you, just accept it, believe it, and just move on. While some people believe that they cannot just wait for life to happen to them. They believe that they can be more deliberate and request from life what they want from life. They believe life doesn't just happen. They believe they should make life happen. Meanwhile, some people believe that life happens, right? So these are two different perspectives. So your perspective to life will actually determine how you relate with people. We actually determines how you relate with opportunities. We determines how you relate with situations and challenges, right? Some people are not afraid of any decision they want to make. I mean, they believe that, I am responsible for whatsoever decision I want to make. So they do it unafraid, but some people, they have all these fears of, don't let me do it, what if, and because of the what ifs, you know, they are denying themselves of the opportunities that, you know, they can get out of life. And that is a whole lot. I was studying 3 days ago, and you know, I read this article that spoke about the fact that if you are afraid of getting no's in your life, if you're afraid of getting no's, of receiving no's as an answer, then know that you are not going to receive the biggest yes of your life. Because the biggest yeses of your life start to come to you when you start to embrace the biggest no's of your life. So someone like me, I don't just sit down and expect life to happen to me. I make life happen. I am asking questions. How can I get better? So when situations come to me, when challenges, you know, arise to me, when I face some, you know, situations that are like bigger than me, I'm not looking like, okay, I'm fed up. I'm actually looking at, okay, this is actually not a go-to for me. This is a go-through, or this is a going through. So how can I face these challenges so that I can overcome it and come out stronger and better as though nothing happens? But some people, they believe that, this life, I don't want any issue. If I don't want to push myself harder than this, I just want to live my life the way it comes, you know, just be fine, just be okay. Some people actually have the limiting mindset. Some people actually have the mindset of feeding themselves and their families alone, right? They believe that, I just want to be okay. I want to be able to eat 3 square meals. I want to be able to feed myself and probably, you know, cater for my family members when they ask me 1 or 2 things. But some people, they have this abundance mindset in the fact that they are not just working for themselves alone. They see themselves as someone God has blessed to bless nations. So they see themselves as someone that they are not just working for themselves alone, for their mouths alone, but they are looking at feeding nations. So the way they are both going to interact with life, they are going to accept life, it's going to be different because their perspective to life is different. So I want you to sit back today and ask yourself these two major questions. What forms the basis of my reality? Number one. And number two, what is my perspective to life? How do I see life? What does life mean to you? You know, what does fulfillment mean to you? If you are living, if you feel like, okay, right now, I don't want to do anything again in this life, in this world, on this earth, I don't want to do anything. Do you feel like you are fulfilled with the way you've been living your life for the past, you know, 10, 15 years, thereabouts? Or do you feel like, oh boy, with the understanding I have right now, I've not even started doing anything. So I got to take my life seriously, right? So there is a need for you to sit back as an individual to ask yourself these two questions. What form the basis of your realities in life, and what is your perspective to life? And trust me, if you can be sincere with yourself in answering these two questions, I can assure you that you are in for a good ride. I can assure you that this podcast is for you, because whatever it is I come to share with you, you know, on any aspect of life, it's going to make sense to you because you have the right perspective, and now you're more informed about what form the basis of your realities and what is your perspective to life. Yeah, I believe you understand me, and I believe you got something today from, you know, this podcast. Okay, guys, so I want to say thank you for always listening to me. I do not take it for granted. And it's so good to be back here again. I mean, I feel so happy. I feel so excited doing this with you guys. I feel like, yeah, you know, there's a way you feel when you're doing, you know, things that actually make sense to you. There's a way you feel when you're doing things that actually gives you fulfillment, that gives you joy, that makes you happy. And, you know, recording podcast or doing this podcast with you is one of those things that actually make me happy, that makes me feel alive, that makes me feel fulfilled. And, you know, cheers to doing this with you. You know, times to come, days to come, years ahead, you know. Yeah, so this is me saying I'm so grateful for you being here, for you listening to me right now. It means a lot to me. And I want to say thank you for staying till now. I mean, thank you for sticking around. I mean, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. So till I come your way again next week, Thursday, stay blessed and stay safe. I love you so much. And there is nothing, absolutely nothing you can do about it. Yeah, before I go, please share this podcast with your friend, with your family, with your circle, on your WhatsApp status. Please try to let people know that we are back. We are now back better, better and bigger. I'm here to serve you guys better. Bye.